Florida Power and Light says in the wake of the storm, it deployed thousands of employees and contract workers and replaced more than 250 miles of wire, 900 transformers, and 400 poles. So it's asking the State Public Service Commission to allow a temporary charge that adds up to $3.36 a month for the average residential customer. FPL says it will divide the $318 million collected between covering costs and replenishing its storm reserve. If approved, the charge will start March 1st and appear on electric bills for 12 months. In Orlando, I'm Catherine Welch.